This is Capital Access. I'm Sue Lincoln. The full Senate took up the state construction bill Wednesday, HB 2, known as capital outlay.
What HB 2 does is establishes what our priorities are as a state as far as what we believe construction should be.
But as Senate Revenue and Fisk Chair J.P. Morrell handled HB 2 in the upper chamber, its author, House Ways and Means Chair Neil Abramson, was getting an update from Bond Commission Director Lela Fulce on how few dollars are actually available.
When the money in these funds, and whether it's the $125 million in DOTD or $95 million in Facility Planning's Fund, when that money is expended, then what happens?
If you don't reimburse them with bond proceeds, you can't spend any other money.
And when you say reimburse it with bond proceeds, we have to go and sell more bonds and get bond proceeds. It's not like we have any sitting on the shelf somewhere.
That's correct.
Our borrowing capacity, based on our creditworthiness, is $435 million for the next 2 years.
That's correct.
Meanwhile, Morrell was reinforcing that theme with the Senate.
If it's not in the bill and your project is under construction, then it will not be funded and there's nothing you can do to fix that.
Senators were judicious in their changes, with Baton Rouge Senator Yvonne Dorsey Coulombe even asking for a cut, earning kudos from Senate President John Alario.
I'm changing the $10 million to $5 million, which is a $5 million reduction.
A reduction. Let's hurry up and pass that one. Any objection? Not objection, sir. All those reductions go straight to West Wego. You know the plan.
Call it gallows humor. For Capital Access, I'm Sue Lincoln.
Support for Capital Access comes from Southern Strategy Group, Governmental Relations in Baton Rouge, and Campus Federal, Louisiana's business credit union and Louisiana Dental Association provider. Online applications accepted at campusfederal.org.